God, I love that movie so much. It's so beautiful. Seriously, if I had magic powers, I think I'd just go through the screen and live inside of there for the rest of my life. Well, duh, you'd be coming with me. You know how I get when I'm without you. Besides, I'd feel incredibly too self-conscious to ask a cartoon character to open jars and kill all the spiders for me. Did you know that you're amazing? Like, I mean, genuinely amazing. I mean, your self-deprecation is very cute. It's adorable. But I really hope that you're only joking. I hope that you actually know just how special you are. I can't help it. You are. You know I wouldn't be saying it if I didn't mean it. You do so many wonderful little things for me, and they add up, you know? Like what? Well, for starters, you let me cuddle my whole body into you like this. And kiss you like this. And give you big squeezes like this. Let's see. When I get cranky and fussy because I haven't eaten in a while, you always have a snack ready. Always. I don't even have to ask you. And you let me warm my cold feet on your very warm and furnace-like body. You laugh at all of my goofy little puns and jokes. And you always manage to sneak the cutest little mushy love notes into my purse. You know, I'm gonna catch you one of these days. Oh, and you don't mind if I act like a little kitten and climb around you and rub my face into you and nibble on you. And you always let me sleep with the most comfy pillow, even if it's your favorite overall. You're great. Even just the way you look at me. Your whole face softens, and there's a little twinkle in your eye. And it makes me feel so special, so loved. Do you even know how amazing and rare it is to find someone who can make you feel like that? You, my friend, are clever and thoughtful and beautiful in ways that I could not have even imagined. And I don't care if I'm being annoying because it's true. 124%. That's a really odd number. And you know that I'll brag about you in front of you to my friends and my family, even if you have that cute little embarrassed look on your face like you do right now. That's what I mean. You're so freaking adorable with everything that you do, all of your faces that you make. But I don't do any of this, and I don't say any of this to prove a point or to make my life seem better than it is. I do it because I really do love you. It's honestly how I feel. It's real. I feel supremely lucky that I get to spend my life with you and soak up all of your love because it's all mine. You are all mine. Come here. You know my kisses are special, right? Special. They mark you as my property. And they're full of vitamins and nutrients. And they surround you with a magic force field to keep you safe. I don't even really want to do this. This is strictly for your protection. It can't be helped. I know I'm silly. You bring out my silly side. I was much more serious before I met you. Well, at least in public anyway. But I feel comfortable around you. I can be myself and I don't have to worry about being judged or feeling insecure anymore. And I want you to know that I truly appreciate that. And I also appreciate the fact that you always make me feel safe. Being around you helps give me the confidence to be me. I really do wish that you could see yourself the way that I see you. And I wish that every time you felt down on yourself, that I could be there to remind you of exactly how amazing you are, of how truly important you are to me. I was thinking about it, and one of these days, someone in the world is going to invent an app that just lets me transmit all of my love and affection directly into you. And I won't have to give you these long, overflowing, mushy monologues that you pretend to hate, but we both know you secretly love. Until then, the best I can do is use my words and my lips. I love you. Always.